Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with chapter 17, part 1, pages 628 to 629. Chapter 17, The Roof of the Mystical Temple, part 1. Temples are known by their roofs. In like manner, a Christian is known by his works of righteousness, without which he is nothing but an empty name. The apostle pronounced a harsh judgment on such Christians that they profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him. That's from Titus, chapter 1, verse 16. Zealously, Augustine addressed this. How, he says, can a man be called a Christian when no Christian acts are apparent in him? Wherefore, in order that the Lord may turn us away from this infamy, he obliged us to do good actions by a serious injunction in the following saying, "Let your loins be girded and lamps burning in your hands." That's from Luke chapter 12, verse 35. For we are girding our loins, as Gregory very well explains in the mind of the heavenly teacher, when we restrain the lust of the flesh by continence. But because it is less to do no evil at once, he adds, and lamps burning in your hands. Indeed, we hold lamps burning in our hands when, by our good works, we show our neighbors examples of the light. The Lord indeed says of such works, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." That's Matthew 5, verse 16. This interpretation of the Roman pontiff is obvious, and none is more suitable to the matter under consideration. Also, John the Evangelist had this in mind when he wrote, "If we say we have fellowship with him," he means God, the eternal light, "while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin." That's 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Here, St. Stanislaus tells us that the roof of our mystical temple is the works of righteousness that we do. These are the works of mercy that we perform. There is a famous song that tells us that love isn't love until you give it away. If we call ourselves Christians, followers of Christ, but we never perform any acts of charity, then we are Christians in name only, because a follower of Christ must become like him. I'm reminded of a passage from the diary of St. Faustina, number 742. Jesus said to St. Faustina, "I demand from you deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me. You are to show mercy to your neighbor always and everywhere. You must not shrink from this or try to excuse or absolve yourself from it." He calls for her to show mercy toward her neighbor by deed, by word, and by prayer. Of course, this is not just for St. Faustina. He's speaking to each one of us here. We should also do good deeds in order to give good example to others and to inspire them to do the same. This is how we'll begin to change the world. St. Stanislaus quotes the Gospel of John when he tells us that we can't be in communion with God, who is light, if we continue to walk in darkness, meaning continuing to live in sin. We must live a new life in Christ, in the light. Jesus wants to free us from the prison of our life of sin, from our addictions, etc. and part of living this new life is doing deeds of mercy. We have received so much of God's mercy, His mercy in abundance, and so He asks us to go forth and to share it with others.